Hi guys, welcome to another Thursday with Vintage and Vintage Heart. It's actually the last Thursday of the month. This month has been crazy long. I know so many people complaining like, is it still January? I mean, yeah, it's always like that over and over the years. Which has become very, you know, used to the fact that January is very long. So whenever you're in December, they're telling you, guy, don't spend so much. January is coming, right? And, you know, it never fails. Never disappoints, always shows itself to be in the very long and hectic month, right? Now, we're almost done with this month, and it's the second month of the year already. And there are a couple of things that I thought could be helpful to someone, anyone listening to this. Just a couple of advice and stuff that you might need at some point, right? So I've decided to make this episode about a little bit of advice to tell you what I think could be helpful. So just like four or five things that you might need, and I'm off, right? Because I am so busy right now. Like I would actually miss this Thursday. It would be the first one that I missed, and I've been so tempted recently to just be lazy. But I love doing this. I enjoy doing this, and every single time that I'm done, I feel proud of myself. So I keep pushing and I keep delivering, right? So that's just the motto. Keep pushing, keep delivering, right? I like that. Okay, so let's get right into it. Four or five things that you're going to need as we get into the second month of the year and even beyond that, right? Let's go. Well, dear listeners, my first advice to you would be very, very obvious, right? Wear your nose mask. Please, please, guys, 2020 is gone, but COVID-19 isn't. This disease, this sickness, this virus is still very much out there. People are still dying. As a matter of fact, I feel like it's actually coming very close to home this time around. This, you know, this new year recently, more people are knowing people that actually have it. Like, the numbers aren't just growing. They are growing close to home. Yeah, I know last year there was just this common thing where they asked you, you know, do you know anybody who knows anybody who even might know or meet somebody that actually has this COVID-19 or has died from it? And the answer was always no. But this time around, it's family members, it's this uncle, that cousin, you know, it's coming way, way close to home. And this is because we're still not adhering to simple instructions. Stop going to crowded places, sanitize your hands, wear your nose masks, and just go to the places that are absolutely necessary, guys. This is something that we can do, right? That is my first and most important advice, life above every other thing else, right? My second advice to you would be, find your way back to the things that are important. Now, 2020 basically locked us up in our houses, and there was this long break from work, from school, from everything that we were into as individuals. Now, 2021 is letting loose a little bit. Yeah, there's movement, and some things are getting back to normal to an extent. Now, we find that we are so unused to these things. We've been at home for almost a year, especially the students. This is especially for the students, right? You've not opened your books like myself. I haven't opened my books in like 10 months. And today I actually opened my English notebook, and I was like looking at this stuff like, dude, I used to know poetry. Now I'm just like, oh my God, what is illusion even? What is onomatopoeia? All of these things, they look weird. And it's simply because, you know, I'm active practice. I didn't even make an attempt at all. And it's not my fault. It's not my fault. I've been doing so many things, you know, in those past years. It wasn't like I was just idle or anything. I actually had stuff to do. But it's a new year. Things need to be done. They won't get done by themselves, right? We need to understand that we have to go back to those places that we were, to those things that we used to do, and that we got to get back on routine, right? We have to find our roots back to the things that are important. I'm not just talking about, you know, academics right now. I'm talking about your spiritual life. This January has actually taught me so much, like just opened my eyes and my heart to more of, you know, the spiritual stuff, because there's been a lot of fellowship and events and church, you know, church fellowship and worship, and just so many events that have been set in this January. Like as I mentioned, like three churches that have had intense days of praise and worship and fasting and praying, and it's just amazing to witness all of this. And it's just like reminding you that you are a Christian, and there are things that you cannot just do without, right? So find your way back to the things that are important. If you want this year to be as beautiful as we are dreaming and planning and wishing for, then we certainly can do that with the things that are important, the things that matter, the things that keep us grounded. So find your way back to those things and you're going to see this year is going to turn out amazing. Trust me. Well, I like to chip this in, right? For so many of us that are into online businesses and, you know, you take a lot of risk out there, even offline, there are so many businesses that require you to take a large amount of risk. Like you're putting your money on the line, your time, career, everything that you literally stand for is on the line for a certain project or a certain plan or just something like that. Yeah. My advice to you would be not to expect so much. Never lose your guard, right? Because anything can happen. Literally, I'm trying to say expect anything. If we didn't plan for a year like 2020 and it just came so comfortably and, you know, stay with us in our houses for almost a year, right? Anything literally can happen. I feel like that's one of the things I've learned. Anything can happen. If you had told me in a year like 2015 that there would be a kind of disease that makes everyone stay at home, that wouldn't have to go to school, and then you just eat and cook and sleep and watch TV, and that could be a life for everybody across the whole world, I would have been like, what are you talking about, right? But it's happened. It's happening. To an extent, we're still not, you know, out of the lockdown. We're still restricted and there are a lot of limitations, you know. But if anybody had told us this a couple of years back, we wouldn't have believed it. Like, we didn't even want to think about it, right? But it's happened. So if we can take anything out of that, it's that we need to be prepared for anything, especially if you're into, you know, risk businesses and stuff that just requires you to put in a lot on the line. You got to be prepared. Never lose your guard. You need to just never lose your guard. Like, that's very important for you, right? Keep that close to heart. Well, the last but not least that I'd like to mention is consistency, right? This is an oftentimes overlooked key or, you know, tip that can actually do a lot for people. When you're consistent in something, it's amazing what, you know, what comes out of it at the end of the day. It's not always magic. It's not a hit and boom for everybody. Like, you started today and you booms today and it's big tomorrow and you cash out the next day. Whatever it is that, you know, you're putting your time and effort in, and especially if you love it, if you really are into that stuff, keep it in, you know, don't just quit. Quitting is just you being lazy. Yeah, instead of you quitting, what about you re-strategize and look at it from a different point, pick up the pieces, and if you were building a mansion, start building a duplex and you see what's gonna happen. That's just consistency. I'm not saying keep aiming for the skyscraper. If the skyscraper is out of reach, then build a story building, and from there, keep on reaching for the skyscraper. It's a small, small process. Start from where you are, but keep on aiming for that place that you want to be. Never lose sight, but start somewhere. Start somewhere, and you're going to get to your aim. That's a certainty. As long as you're consistent and you're doing it right, trust me, is going to come. All right, I hope that all of these that I've mentioned is going to help someone in some way. Personally, I'm not even always using all the things that I say here. Sometimes I listen to myself, I'm like you're like a hypocrite or something. You are deceiving people on the internet, and these people think that you've got your life in perfect shape, like you've got everything locked tight. And it's amusing, really, because my life is, wow, it's like, I don't know, a Netflix series that you can just watch and it's never end, and for all the wrong reasons, trust me. So I never want to actually get too personal about myself when I'm talking on here, but, you know, my life is actually an inspiration to what I do say here, because I learn and I see, and, you know, I like to teach, even though I'm not an expert, as I keep saying, not an expert. I hope honestly that this has helped you. At this point, I have got to go. Yeah, I know this has been one of the shortest and strangest episodes that I've actually ever driven. I feel so carefree right now. I'm actually in a very, very weird place to be recording this, which is one of the reasons why I'm sounding like this. But nevertheless, let's just, you know, concentrate on what's important. The important stuff is that you pick something, you learn something, and then you enjoyed yourself. On today's episodes, every Thursday is different, and I like to bring in something different as well. And to just not stay static and stuck to one part and stuff like that, right? So I hope that you learned something and that it wasn't a complete waste of time. I certainly enjoyed myself, and I will definitely want to have you back here next week, all right? Happy new month in advance, and please try and plan yourself. Try and plan for the month ahead, because 2021 cannot afford to look even a tiny bit like 2020, all right? Stay safe, be happy, plan yourself, and stop making mistakes. I'll have you back next week. Bye.